T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, everyone. Big issues, big guests. Welcome in. That's our mantra on a Friday, Dom Giordano's show. And nobody better over the years. I may have interviewed her close to 50 to 100 times. And I first met her at the Philadelphia Daily News, I think, with her first book and syndicated column. And we were both in our 20s then, maybe. Joining us is the one and only Michelle Malkin. Her new book, Open Borders Incorporated, Who's Funding? That's the key thing, America's Destruction. Michelle, welcome back to Philadelphia.
Oh, it is a homecoming, Dom, and you're absolutely right. Your memory is as sharp as ever. That book event that I did with you in Philadelphia for Invasion was the very first book event I ever had. And so, look, we're 18 years on from the September 11th attacks, and I've really come full circle with this last book of mine, the seventh book. It's the same themes, and it's more about the financiers of this immigration chaos that we still have. How many times have I talked to you over the years about this, Dom, and it seems intractable.
Exactly. But for listeners, the new thing is you really name names about who's financing it, who's driving it. And you mentioned that first book and the key word, it made a stir, then invasion. But you do have a chapter in this book, or you have a long section, Michelle, where you talk about how they try to stop us by telling us there's a whole panoply of words like invasion that you can no longer use.
Yes. And so it's very key here that the war on our borders and the war on our sovereignty is inextricably linked to the war on free speech and the ability to communicate clearly about what our problem is and who's responsible for it. I have to tell you, Dom, that I have appeared on TV networks this week that asked me not to use the word invasion. And
wow.
Even over the past 24 hours, I was on the Lou Dobbs show, and the same set of speech police that have full-time jobs, in large part subsidized by George Soros, are now going insane over the fact that Lou described all of the many channels and all the layers of Open Borders Inc. infrastructure as tentacles, and he's being accused of being anti-Semitic. I'm being accused of being quote-unquote anti-Semitic. It just so happens that George Soros is Jewish, but then again, my husband, who is the grandson of Ukrainian immigrants, is also Jewish. It's insane, the ad hominem attacks and the relentless card that these leftists play, that somehow, because I believe in American sovereignty and strict enforcement of our immigration laws, ergo I am racist, xenophobic, anti-Semitic, when these people are clearly anti-American.
We'll get to who's funding this. Soros definitely won, but somebody not just funding it, backing it. You're also in trouble. I'm not sure if you're a Catholic or not with the Catholic Church. But I wanted to tell people, Michelle Malkin, that you'll be coming to Penn this Monday. Are you speaking to like a young Republicans conservative group, or is it a general thing?
So it is hosted by the Young Republicans there at UPenn on Monday, 6 o'clock at the Steinberg-Dietrich Hall, and there's more details at openbordersinc.com. But it's open to the public, the general public, and I haven't been in the tri-state area for a while, so I know a lot of old friends and fans from South Jersey and the Philly area will all be coming, so everybody is welcome.
Absolutely. Candace Owens was there recently, and it was a spectacle, to put it mildly, the stuff that you get. But Penn police do a nice job. So listeners know, I think, Michelle, about Soros, and you document this and talk about him. You also talk about at least one of the Koch brothers being involved in this stuff.
Yeah, that's right. The Koch Institute has an acolyte, right? One of its umbrella groups called the Libre Initiative. And they pose as conservative for reasonable immigration policy, but in practice, they're on the same side as National Council of La Raza and many of the left-wing agitators that are behind the movement to abolish ICE. And they're every bit as much of a partner in the anti-Trump resistance. And I think that for a lot of us conservatives, we have to reckon with this fact and expose when people are inside our own tent and not serving the cause of the Constitution and laws of this country.
Absolutely right. We're talking with Michelle Malkin, the brand new book, Open Borders Incorporated, who's funding America's destruction. Now, to that point, it's not just about the stuff we know around the border, but you have a grander idea here, too, that I agree with. You talk about making America disappear. It's not just bringing in labor, potential Democrat voters, but it's part of the steps. And this was a brilliant insight. I have a PDF file, so I'm not sure if it's a headline thing that you say, but it summarizes beautifully, Michelle, what we've seen play out. The Statue of Liberty versus our Constitution. The Statue of Liberty, noble ideals and all that stuff, but that's not our Constitution.
Yeah, that's right. When did it become elevated as sort of etched into U.S. law and U.S. code, that the idea of welcoming every last willing worker in the world or person who's looking to improve their lot? Certainly we have a very compassionate asylum and refugee system in place already. In fact, the most generous in the world. So don't believe all of these Trump bashers who are saying that we're closing off our borders. But the fact is that you've got a racket at the southern border and in concert with the United Nations, which runs the refugee resettlement program. We're getting it from all sides here. And the motto on the Statue of Liberty says, liberty enlightening the world, not liberty resettling and absorbing the entire world. The preamble to the Constitution binds our government to secure the blessings of liberty for ourselves and our posterity. And it is certainly not some sort of act of oppression for any sovereign country to look after its own people first.
I got to commend you, though, because you do this tremendously, and this is my job and something I'm passionate about, too. But I haven't seen that case made, Statue of Liberty versus the Constitution, as much as you tightly put it out there for people to think about that. And it's been a battle back and forth with people, Jim Acosta and these others. That's what they always cite.
Yes. And so for me, this is as much an assertion of my beliefs, my principles, my personal experience as the child of legal immigrants who are naturalized. But there also is a problem with the profession of journalism, because when you have activists, ideologues, radical ideologues like Jim Acosta, who pretend to be neutral arbiters of the truth, who have this really warped vision in mind of what our immigration policy is should be and what should it be dictated by, you're never going to be able to trust 99% of the people in the mainstream national news on their reporting on immigration. And so what does that mean? In a local community that has been racked by public safety problems and the negative impacts of mass uncontrolled immigration in any sanctuary city, county, or state, they're going to be demonized by the likes of Jim Acosta or Anna Navarro or Jorge Ramos, who ridiculously gets to sit as a moderator tonight for the Democratic debate.
I would pay a year's salary, I think, to be the moderator in between you and Anna Navarro. Oh, my goodness. That to me, Michelle, might be the all-timer to see what would. On The View for a half hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just a nice little tidbit, fun fact for your listeners. I have a section on Anna Navarro, and this book is about following the money and finding the truth. She is married to a former top GOP official from Florida who profits off of open borders. This should be disclosed every time she opens her mouth in opposition to Trump's immigration policies. Well, nobody else will do it, so I did.
That's exactly right. The book, again, Open Borders Incorporated, Who's Funding America's Destruction? Now, let's get to the Catholic Church. First of all, have you been or ever been a Catholic? I'm not sure.
Yes, absolutely. I was baptized as a Catholic.
Okay.
I was born at Misericordia Catholic Hospital there in Philadelphia.
I did not know that. I was born at Community Hospital, which is right around
the
corner. Yeah.
See? And And I'm a proud graduate of Holy Spirit High School in Episcopal, New Jersey.
Aha. Okay. Well, but your standing is not so good right now. We may need a lot of indulgences or something here to help with this.
That is true.
Tell us about the Catholic Church. Yeah.
Well, this was not a comfortable chapter for me to write, but I believe it is really one of the most important chapters, chapter three in the book, Open Borders, Inc., Incorporated, on the Vatican, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, and Amnesty Shills and Amnesty Profiteers. The fact is that most people don't understand that when they put money in the collection basket, that a lot of that is being steered towards supporting what I consider a global human smuggling racket. Everybody wonders, who's taking care of those waves of people in the illegal alien caravans that hit two or three times a year? In large part, it is Jesuit and Scalabrinian nonprofit charities that run all along the way from Central America through the spine of Mexico and into the interior of the country. A lot of people also don't understand that the Conference of Catholic Bishops is the largest lucrative contract holder for refugee resettlement, cooperating with the United Nations to bring thousands of refugees and spread them across unsuspecting communities across the country, and then never having to bear the consequences when things go wrong, and they do go wrong.
Absolutely, Michelle. That is quite an insight. So that covered all my questions on the caravan. I would grade President Trump very high, and I wanted to ask this in this vein. Listeners think we elected Trump, we pushed this forward, and yet they don't see a lot of progress. I counter by saying, read your book, and you see the hurdles that are out there, the forces that are against this, and when you see that, Trump is making progress because it's enormous, the army on the other side of this issue.
Don, that's exactly how I feel about it. And there are a lot of armchair critics and folks sitting on the sidelines. They want more, more, more. Sure, I'd like more progress, but I've been waiting more than 25 years for any single elected official to do and take on as much as Trump has. And when you realize, when you get to the end of this book and you see everything that we're up against on the left, right, and center, it is not just Soros. It's the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. It's the United Nations, as I mentioned, which, by the way, will be meeting in New York for the General Assembly, cooking up yet another global compact to undermine American sovereignty, let alone the sovereignty of every other Western industrialized country. We're talking about all of these radical identity groups and the Media Matters of the world that are out there demonizing not just Trump, but all of his ordinary supporters. And we have this massive deplatforming that's going on because Silicon Valley realized that the more supporters who had free speech, the worse the chances were of a Democrat getting elected. And they're not going to stand by and watch that happen again. President Trump deserves an enormous, enormous amount of credit for this. And of course, we can always be constructively critical when he strays. But for me, ultimately, you know, one of the groups of people that I dedicated this book to was the angel moms and dads. And not until Trump came along did any other national figure elevate the concerns and the suffering and the sacrifices that American families who've been separated because of illegal alien crime have made. No other president has done what this president has done for those families.
All right. Parting question for Michelle Malkin here on Open Borders Incorporated, your new book. This isn't just putting out all the difficulties. There's an action plan here. Can you give me a couple of things that you think listeners should be aware of, they can back or engage in, that helps to push back?
Absolutely. All of my books have action plans from the very first one, Invasion, till now. This book was about who's funding America's destruction. So the first step that ordinary Americans can take in their own daily lives is to try and defund all of the entities that I have identified. And that means in their own life, if they can't stand what Google is doing to demonize ICE agents, for example, and to embrace the idea that we should dox and harass those men and women on the front line, we ourselves often of Google. I know these things can be inconvenient and hard, but isn't our country worth it? And the next thing to do, of course, is go after those elected officials who are steering all of our taxpayer money to these groups that are undermining
exactly.
our borders, that oppose the wall, and raising awareness of the fact that these nonprofit tax-exempt charities are essentially political arms for the likes of George Soros and Open Borders.
Well put, Michelle. As always, Open Borders Incorporated, who's funding America's destruction. Hope to see you at Penn this coming Monday night. Thanks again. This continues and puts a new effort into what your, well, part of your life's mission has been. And it's so, so valuable. Thank you, as always, for joining us.
Thank you, Dom. Look forward to seeing everyone on Monday.
All righty. Michelle Malkin here on Talk Radio 1210, Dom Giordano program. Coming up, we're going to talk with a guy who has put together this, well, it's a look at what the federal government wants to do to stop you from enjoying social media may not be the way to go. Straight ahead here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.